Different look for the Jags Thursday afternoon. Move practice across the St. John's River to the Episcopal School. And a special surprise for Episcopal students who apparently are skipping class to watch the Jags. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. And the Jags back to work on Thursday, but in a different location, obviously. The heavy rains overnight and in the morning in Jacksonville saturated the practice fields back at Everbank. So the Jags made a phone call to pride of the Jaguars quarterback Mark Brunell, who's the head coach at Episcopal. Not a far trip at all for the Jags, but something different as they get ready for week two.
We went out there about 8:15 with our grounds crew and took a look at it. And Hamza did a great job getting the buses. And I think we were going to wait until the last possible minute to make a decision. We left about the same time it takes the players to walk out in the field, so it worked out great.
Of course, Jaguars owner Shad Khan is planning on building a practice facility right outside of Everbank Field. That would be by next season. Now, of course, a good test for the Jaguars offensive line this week against a strong Dolphins defensive front, but the left tackle position is in question. Luke Jokel did not practice Thursday again. And if he can't go Sunday, six-year pro Sam Young is the guy, but he's always ready for an opportunity.
When you're backing up, you still have to prepare like you're going to play. So in terms of, as you mentioned, the mental preparation, you still have to keep your mind in it, study just like you would if you were in fact starting.
Now, of course, that Dolphins defensive line added the highest paid defensive player in league history, and senior correspondent Brian Sexton says it's all about stopping Ndamukong Suh.
There's a matchup in Sunday's game against the Dolphins I can't wait to see. But it doesn't involve Blake Bortles or T.J. Yeldon or receivers, tight ends, or linebackers. Your wives and girlfriends wouldn't be interested, but you should be. This one involves a guard and a defensive tackle. And trust me, it's going to be good. The Jaguars' right guard is Brandon Linder. And whether you know it or not, at just the beginning of his second season, he's one of the best in the AFC. Pound for pound, he might be the best draft pick of the Dave Caldwell era. The Dolphins' left defensive tackle is Ndamukong Suh. I'm sure you know how good he is. You probably know he's the most expensive defensive player in the history of the NFL. The Jaguars have to run the football on Sunday. They need to keep the chains moving, or the defense is going to tire out as they did last week when the offense just couldn't keep up. Linder is going to have to keep Suh from wrecking the Jaguars' running game. There are enough other playmakers on the Dolphins' defense that he can't count on a lot of help, and trust me, he doesn't need it. Linder is strong. He's smart. He's talented, he's tough. He's more than capable of handling one of the game's best defensive linemen. I'll be focused on the right side of the Jaguars' line. So focused, I might not even see the ball, but it won't matter. If Linder is winning his matchup with Suh, the Jaguars probably will be also.
Thank you, Brian. The Jags wrap up practice on Friday. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.